Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of Astros Baseball. This is going to be a solo episode. So if you remember, I told you there was going to be some news coming up. Two things to tell you. Number one, I've already told you, we added Third Coast Tom as a full-time co-host on the podcast. The second one, you may have noticed a little difference when you heard the ad at the beginning of the show. I have joined Minute Media. I'll be doing the Astros podcast for Minute Media. If you haven't heard about them, they own FanSided. And FanSided has Climbing Tall's Heel, which is the Astros site. And this podcast will be featured on Climbing Tall's Heel. If you go to climbingtallheel.com, you can't miss it. You'll be able to see the podcast right there. All you got to do is hit play. So that's going to help get the podcast some more attention. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm not sure when it's going to be uploaded on there, but it's going to happen. So let's get to some news, folks. Little Luis, you remember the little kid that was emulating Luis Garcia's pitching motion? I guess he uses it full time, but he was actually, he threw the first pitch out last night. How awesome is that? He got to go in the locker room and meet Luis Garcia himself. And I saw a picture of him with Martin Maldonado and Jeremy Peña. So that was a very cool thing for the Astros to do and a dream come true for that young kid. What a lucky kid. I was on MLB.com this morning and I saw a story that stuck out to me. Early front runners for the American League Rookie of the Year. So, of course, I had to open that up to see where Jeremy Peña was, and he is number one. I kind of figured that because he's doing so well, but that's really nice to see Jeremy Peña get some attention. So I looked at the Astros' top 30 prospect list, and going down, I was surprised to see this and happy, but Luke Berryhill is number 25. I didn't know he made it up that high, but congrats to Luke. Other guys that have been on the podcast, Tyler Ivey's number 18. Alex McKenna is number 20, so that's pretty awesome for those guys. I am going to Corpus this weekend, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about getting out of town, swimming. I'm excited about swimming because I don't get to swim where I live. I mean, I'm able to swim, but I don't have anywhere to swim. So I'm excited about going to see the Hooks. I'm excited about going to see Luke play again. And another thing that's exciting, I get to meet his parents, and we're actually going to sit together. So that is very, very cool. On Saturday, there's going to be it's going to be Blue Ghost Weekend. And they're giving a jersey away on Saturday. So hopefully I get there early enough to win that. And another exciting thing is Sunday's game, there's going to be fireworks afterwards. So that is super cool. It's not, you never get too old to enjoy fireworks. And also, someone that's been on the podcast before, Jimmy Price, who does Astros Futures, he's going to be there as well. So looking forward to meeting him in person. So let's get into this, folks. Astros and Guardians. Monday night, the pitcher was Luis Garcia in the top of the third. Cleveland scored from third on a fielder's choice. That made it 1-0. Ramirez grounded out and Straw scored from third. That made it 2-0, Cleveland. Then Ramirez had a two-run homer in the fifth. And we were down 4-0. And in the top of the seventh, Straw scores on a Ramirez ground out. Jeremy Peña had a throwing error, and another run came in. Cleveland was up 6-0. And then Bregman, bottom of the seventh, gets the Astros on the board with a solo home run. And the Astros are down 6-1. And that was your final score. Luis Garcia, 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He takes the loss and he goes to 3-3, but he still has a respectable ERA at 3.38. Brian Abreu, an inning and 2/3, gave up 2 hits and 2 runs and 2 walks. That looks like 2 is his favorite number. Seth Martinez, no runs in his one inning of work. Maton, one inning of work and no runs and no hits. Great job, Maton. The Astros just couldn't get it going. No offense. One run on four hits. Cleveland had six runs on nine hits. Very efficient night for Cleveland. The Astros 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position and left four guys on base. Tuesday, Framber Valdez, top of the first. Jose Ramirez at it again. Solo home run. Cleveland takes the lead 1-0. Bottom of the third, Bregman coming around. Two-run double. Maldonado and Altuve score. The Astros take the lead 2-1, the first lead of the series. Bottom of the fourth, Chaz with an RBI double. Pena scores to make it 3-1. Bottom of the fifth, Alvarez with an RBI single. Altuve scores and makes it 4-1. And then Kyle Tucker with a three-run bomb. Brantley and Alvarez come in to score. Astros up big, 7-1 after five innings. Top of the sixth, Miles Straw, former Astro, scored on a Ramirez ground out. It's like the Straw and Ramirez show for Cleveland. That makes it 7-2. And then they added a run in the seventh as they scored from third on a ground out, 7-3. That was your final score. The Astros tie up the series at 1. Framber with a great game, 7 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs allowed, only 4 strikeouts. But he picks up the win, and he's now 4-2 with a 2.83 ERA. Hector Neris pitched the 8th inning. Montero pitched the 9th inning. Neither one of them gave up anything. Altuve, 2-for-4, and he scored 2 runs. Bregman, 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And, of course, Kyle Tucker with a big 3-run homer. We'll go to last night's game. Christian Javier, no scoring till the bottom of the fifth when Brantley had a sack fly, brought in Jose Siri. Altuve out at second, trying to move to second. It was called a sacrifice double play. So the Astros up 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, Castro with a sack fly brought in Alvarez. Astros up 2-0. And in the top of the seventh, Cleveland scores from third on a wild pitch from Hector Neris. That made it 2-1, and that was your final. But it could have been worse. Blake Taylor started the inning. He walked a guy, gave up a single, struck another guy out, and then a ground out. They brought in Neris, who threw a wild pitch. The runner came in from third, and that made it 2-1. So there was runners on third, Hedges walks, and then Straw flies out. So there was only one out with a runner on third, and Neris gets out of it. So it could have been worse. Really no offense for the Astros in two of these three games, but they're able to win the series 2-1 because of great pitching. The Astros only had 2 runs on 7 hits. Cleveland only had 4 hits and 1 run. Yuli Gurriel, 2-for-4, and Siri went 2-for-3. They didn't have offense. They won the game with great pitching. And this was with Kyle Tucker and Jeremy Pena taking the day off. Dubon got the start, and he went 0-for-3. Great night for Javier. 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits and no runs, only 1 walk. And 9 strikeouts. He threw 93 pitches. Presley, Montero, Neris, and Stanek combined for 2 2/3 scoreless innings. The Astros, 29-16, 6-4 in their last 10. They won 2 games in a row. They have a plus 47 run differential. They are 2 games ahead of the Angels, 8.5 ahead of Texas, 10 games ahead of Oakland, and 11 games ahead of Seattle. The Astros have the second best record in the American League behind the New York Yankees, who are 31-13. The Astros are off tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They go to Seattle. JV's pitching Friday night against Flexen, who is 1-6 with a 4.98 ERA. Jose Urquidy gets the start on Saturday. He'll be face Gilbert, who is 4-2 with a 2.60 ERA. Luis Garcia will pitch Sunday against Gonzalez, who is 3-4 with a 3.74 ERA. Well, that's all I have for today, folks. I really do appreciate you tuning in, and be on the lookout for Climbing Tall's Hill for the podcast. I appreciate you very much. Hopefully you don't mind the ads. If you listen to the ads, think about it. You listen to the ads, you're supporting me. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we will see you on Sunday.